It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio. Presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to the capital city of Des Moines and the 2016 Boys State Basketball Tournament as we break away here on the North Gym, 107.5, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM, as we get ready for a 3A quarterfinal between the Cinderella team of the 2016 State Tournament. They're the only team that comes in with a losing record. That would be the Solon Spartans out of the Eastern Division of the WOMAC, trying to make it 2-0 for the WOMAC today, as they take on the number one seeded and 23-1 Sheraton Chargers. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Amadeo once again here, filling in for Phil Dunn as we get ready for game two of our triple header throughout this Tuesday afternoon and evening. The winner of this one will move on to take on the Golden Eagles of Dubuque-Wallert, as Wallert held off a two-person charge by MOC Floyd Valley, 79-74. So the MVC Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles await either the Spartans or the Chargers. And Mark had a chance to talk a little bit earlier on with Jason Pershing. I don't want to make anyone try to guess my age or anything like that, but I did and called Jason Pershing's games at Cedar Rapids, Washington, when he was playing over there before he went on to a terrific career in college. He said, you know what, Scott? It's simple as this. We've had a good week of practice. We're playing with house money. We're loose. We're ready to go. And sometimes that's the most dangerous type of basketball team.
And they've gotten hot at the right time at the end of the year. All they had to do was win three games to get in, and they did after losing nine in a row. Solon Spartans have come in, and we talked about tradition in game one that we did this morning down here at Wells Fargo, Scott. And Solon's a school that has a lot of tradition. There might be some sports that they're better at than others, but when you say Solon, that gets everybody's attention. You better be ready to play. They're going to come at you. But this is a team that beat Davenport Assumption and beat Mount Vernon only once this year out of the three times they met, and that was the game that counted. That was a sub-state final to get here. But in between, they lost nine in a row. They struggled. They went 4-3 before Christmas. They went 6-11 after Christmas and losing that nine in a row, but they rebounded strong, rebounded well, and there's probably a senior class that doesn't want to quit playing, and they're going to end their season down here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Yeah, they got hot at the right time. And, of course, Solon, you talk about the Spartans and you talk about athletes and the guys like Coons and Durr and people like that, and then the McElravies as well, both Streeter and Sterling, Luke Ira, Brevin Hill, people like that. It's just a well-rounded group of athletes. And like you said, doesn't matter if it's football, doesn't matter if it's basketball, doesn't matter if it's on the baseball field. They're going to compete, and they're going to come after you.
Well, they are, and you expect that, especially if you're their opponent. Now, I live in Central Iowa. I know all about Solon. They've got great coaching. Kids get after it in the weight room in the off season. They know what they're expected of, and sometimes that doesn't transform into wins and losses. But for this afternoon and evening's game, Jason Pershing's got his team peaking at the right time. They're going to take on an outstanding Sheridan team that's got a Division I football player that'll be starting in TJ Hawkinson. But you think Solon's going to be afraid of that? They've knocked off Mount Vernon to get here. That's a pretty good deal.
TJ Hawkinson leading this Sheridan team with a double-double. He averages 19.9 points, 10.5 rebounds a game. He's going to be going to play for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up starting next year. He can jump out of the gym. He can take you outside. Doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but he can shoot it. He can post you up inside. But Jason Pershing said the guy that really scares him a lot and they're going to have to concentrate on is Derek Lang, the off guard. He averages 22.5 points per game, 65 made threes on the year. He'll shoot a lot of them. He's only at 35%, which isn't a great percentage, but when you put up a lot of them during the season, things tend to even out right there.
You know, I remember back in the day, Scott, they put that three-point line. And even if you shot 30% from three-point range, you're still shooting better than you would be from two-point range because the points all kind of catch up with them. And certainly Derek Lang compliments T.J. Hawkinson in the paint. Hawkinson averaging just under 20 points and 10.5 rebounds. He is a force in the middle. He'll get a lot of attention. This is the Sheridan team that comes in. They won their first 11 games, and then they lost at Grinnell back on Saturday, January 16th. And since that loss, That was a three-point loss at Grinnell. They've won 12 in a row, including the sub-state final win over Newton.
Now, we talked about this in the game earlier on with Anamosa here, and the fact is that you take a look at these two schedules and the strength of the schedules. Solon's played a much tougher schedule than Sheridan has. Not to take anything away from the South Central Conference or anything like that. They were the champions of that league. Did a great job going undefeated. But when you take on the teams that Solon has played, the WOMAC, they took on Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a game, in a non-conference game, right ahead of the Christmas break. So they've seen 4A's. They've seen 3A's throughout the year. Nothing's going to intimidate Solon.
Well, nothing will and nothing has, and I think this is not going to be any problem here this afternoon and evening. I go back to our previous game with Des Moines Christian and Anamosa. Anamosa played a much tougher schedule if you look at their whole season, playing 25 games up until now. And Anamosa, you know, had his work cut out against the Des Moines Christian team, who I thought played a very soft schedule. So you kind of fill the schedules out to a certain extent. I know they use that based on seeding and ratings, but they've done a great job thus far. And, you know, I think their schedule will help this Solon team because it's got them prepared to play the first round of the boys' state tournament.
High school basketball presented again here today by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, who's off to our right, one of the assistant coaches for the Xavier Saints, as they are here taking this one in. Also, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That is the website. We encourage you to do so and tell them everybody at KGYM sent you. They're going to have their Fans of the Game coming up, and that will be presented here in just a little bit. I should mention as well, Solon still playing with heavy hearts due to the death of their classmate. And that also played in, I think, to that losing streak. Anytime you have that tragedy in your school like that, it's tough to bounce back. Kids do it quicker than adults do, I think, a lot of the times. But still, they went through a lot this year, this senior class for Solon.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, you know, I've seen that happen a lot, actually too much in my career as not only a broadcaster but as coach. And yeah, the kids can kind of shake it off, but there are certain times that it all comes back, and you know, they start remembering, and it plays in heavy hearts. It's going to do that throughout the year, and certainly the loss of that their classmate will play a lot. I think their journey down here, they'll have something on their uniform to remember them, whether it's a wristband, whether it's something in the back of their shoes. But something to keep that in mind, and probably something on the bulletin board in their locker room right now to remember that their classmate, and you know, coming here and hopefully getting three games to play for him.
Yep, and three more indeed, and it certainly worked to get down here for the Solon Spartans. Of course, Solon being led by Streeter McElravy. He is the 6'1 senior. Funny thing happened on the way to the wrestling mat for Streeter and Sterling. They both ended up on the basketball courts. And you know what? Lincoln is just fine with that, the whole McElravy family. Heck of a player, wants to go on to play some college basketball, and he's got some great numbers at almost 17 a game and about 6.5 rebounds.
You know, I saw that, and I thought, well, are we calling the wrestling meet? That was 2 weeks ago down here at Wells Fargo, but I saw the McElravy name, and Link is an outstanding person, coach, played, you know, obviously wrestled for the University of Iowa, and what a guy, and his two sons wanted to play basketball. Now, I've seen this throughout a lot of gyms where wrestling practice is over and they're all kind of hanging out. And what do the wrestlers like doing? They like playing basketball. Well, the two McElroy boys, they're playing basketball, Streeter and Sterling, and they're on this team. They're part of the group that led Solon to the state tournament. And what an honor, and I'm sure his dad is sitting right across from us as proud as ever.
Yep, and Solon, the visiting team here today. Sheridan will be the home team as we get the 3A's underway with the quarterfinals. The winner will get Dubuque Wallert, and that will be coming up on Thursday night as the lineups are about ready to be called out here to a good crowd on hand. Sheridan's brought a bunch of folks, and Solon's got the people behind us.
Scott Sheridan travels well. I saw them at a sub-state final a couple years ago, and they filled the gym and then kind of overflowed, so they will travel well, and they have today.
Not a long trip, though, from South Central Iowa. Solon made their way here as well from over in the eastern part of the state of Iowa. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups, and they're presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance as reserves are going to be introduced to the crowd here assembled at Wells Fargo Arena. First of all, for the visitors, that would be the Solon Spartans. They come in as the Cinderella of the tournament for 2016. And Solon comes in with a record of 10-14. They're on a three-game winning streak, though, after dropping their final nine of the regular season. Solon will go with this lineup. Basically, three guards out there, almost four guards. It's going to be Streeter McElravy at 6'1 and a senior. He's the leading scorer. He's the leading rebounder for the Spartan team at 16.8 points and 6.5 boards per game. And also out there to guard will be number three, Brevin Hill, a 6'2 senior. Just under double figures at 9.6 points per game. Also in a guard, number 22, Luke Ira, 6'1 senior. Ira, or a sophomore, I beg your pardon. Ira, a sophomore. He is averaging 5.2 points per ball game. And also at a guard, it'll be number 10, Ben Grutzfeld, at 6 foot and a sophomore as well, averaging 6.2 points per contest. And then up front, it'll be Jacob Coons, the 6'4 junior, averaging 9.6 points and 3 rebounds a game. 18 made threes on the year for Coons as well. The head coach for the Solon Spartans, graduate of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Ellsworth Community College and Mount Mercy, where, by golly, he didn't see a three-point shot he did not like. And he'd be the first to admit it. And that is Jason Pershing. Terrific young man. And by the way, the best-dressed head coach down here, I got to think, with the three-piece suit with the coat off right now.
You know, the girls' tournament was last week. Tom Lilly usually has that honor on the girls' side. But I tell you what, Pershing's got it. He's got it going over there.
Looking good over there. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the South Central Conference champion, the Sheridan Chargers at 23-1. And they are rated number 7 in the state in Class 3A. They are the number 1 seed, though, by virtue of their 23-1 record. And they will go with this lineup. It will be three guards as well. Aaron Kane will be at one guard. He's 5'10 senior at about 4.5 points per game. Also to guard, it'll be Derek Lang. He's the leading scorer, 6'2 and a senior at 22.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Also at a guard, it'll be Lim Jewell at 6'3 and a junior. He is at 10.9 points and how about this, 11.5 rebounds a game for Jewell. He is shooting 51% from the field. And then up front, it'll be Bradley Kretzinger at 6'2 and a senior. He's at 2.8 a game. And then the future Hawkeye footballer, TJ Hawkinson, at 19.9 points and 10.5 boards per game. Head coach for Sheridan on the year is Ben Schooling. His fifth year, all at Sheridan, at 85-52. A graduate of the University of Northern Iowa. Sixth straight state trip for Sheridan. And they had a long absence from 1972 to 2014. And they opened in 14 with Dubuque Wallerton and lost that game to the champions. And the other brackets, 1A, St. Albert, and West Hancock will play in a semi. It'll be South O'Brien and Gladbrook Rhinebeck in a semifinal as well. And then the 2A is set. We'll have Anamosa at 3:30 on Thursday afternoon against Western Christian. And Pella Christian will take on Cascade. The winner here, Mark, gets Wallert.
How about that? Dubuque Wallert. And Wallert might come in limping in the game. He put on a slam dunk competition, it seemed like. He goes out, the young man for a Wallert goes
Sage
out with
Myers.
Myers goes out with an injury. He didn't play the last quarter or so, and he's got to be questionable for their next game.
Well, we're about set. It'll be Hawkinson to tip it up against Coons. Your soul, and you've got to get off to a good start. Get some confidence.
Well, we learned that in the game one today where we saw Anamosa get off to a great start, and they needed that because they played basically a 50-50 second half.
So it's going to be Jewell with the basketball. Jewell will be guarded by McElravy to start things off. Here's a three on the way. It's up no good, and they fight for the rebound. We'll have a jump, and it'll be Solon ball, and I can even come up with that one after the opening tip.
Well, Sheridan got a good look at the basket and got a long three that was no good, and then it was jump ball on the rebound, so good hustle there by Solon.
Didn't take Lang long to put up his first three either of the afternoon.
There's more coming.
It's going to be a Kretzinger picking up McElravy, and the first three is no good by Brevin Hill, and here comes Sheridan the other way. Jewell into the front court, stop and go move, drives against McElravy, and you got to get a foul on Streeter. And he's got to stay in this basketball game.
Yeah, and, you know, Chul's going to take the ball to the hole. I mean, that's his game. He's averaged about 11 points, 11.5 rebounds, third leading scorer on this Sheridan team. And Derek Lang and Hawkinson can shoot the ball, but Chul's going to attack the glass.
Hawkinson off the inbound. Too strong on the leaner, and here comes Solon the other way. They'll go to the basket to our left. Krutzfeldt with standing right-hand dribble, and he'll call things out. Hooks past Coons up top. It's going to be Hawkinson on him. They'll spin it inside. Nice spin move, right-hand hook, rimming it good. It's Solon on top on the Brevin Hill two-pointer.
Well, I like what they did. They brought Coons at the top of the key, and they pulled Hawkinson away from the basket and enabled that young man to work underneath.
Chul going one-on-one. Hanks puts it up. No good. He forced it. And the rebound out of there is Solon as Luke Ira gets it. And the Spartans bring it up in their road black uniforms with the white, orange, and a silver trim. Down low, McElroy posting up. Turn around, up, and got the roll, and it's 4-0 Solon.
Yep, right up over Krutzinger. Turned around and posted up on him in the right block.
Well, you know McElroy is not going to back down from anyone.
And he's going to give you a range of shots. That was just one of the many he has.
Here's the high-low pass thrown out of bounds as they try to get it from Krutzinger down low to Hawkinson.
And, Scott, just from the first several possessions for each team, you can just tell Sheridan's not quite in sync right now. And Solon's playing with a lot of confidence. They come in here winning three in a row.
Can they pull off the upset? And, oh, by the way, two number eights have already beaten two number ones in this tournament.
That's been predominant in this tournament, yes, out of the four classes.
Lob pass inside. Coons left of the lane. Floats up the turnaround, missed everything, and Chul with the rebound. Gets it to Lang, and he'll bring it up courts for Sheridan. Stop and go move, had it knocked away momentarily, picked it back up, scoop layup, good. Got the loose change, put it in.
Nice move by Lang, he showed his versatility, faked the three and went right down the lane.
4-2 as Lang gets Sheridan on the board. Here's Coons with a three, pop up, no. Offensive board, though, to Hill. Nice spin move inside, left it short, though, on the follow away, out of bounds. And I think they're going to give it to Solon.
Now the officials are going to huddle up. I think they're going to overrule this, potentially. We'll see. Yes, they are.
Yep, Corey Burkle came in. By the way, great officiating crew. We've seen them throughout the year. Key Kane, Corey Burkle, and Joe Gatto.
I remember when Key Kane played. I've got a beef with him, so I already expressed it before the game.
Yes, you did.
He gave you the technical, not me.
I took one for you.
No, tremendous job these guys will do.
Chul a drive, leaves it up top, 15-footer on the way, no good. Following a shot that time was Krutzinger. It's loose by the center line. They fight for it. Solon comes away with it. Now we've got a travel. Going to be called as losing his footing out front was Jacob Coons.
Yeah, Coons lost his footing, but sometimes it's caused by contact. Officials let him play. And Coons came down with it, but he didn't put the ball on the floor, traveling, and it'll be Sheridan basketball.
Hey, it's play on.
It is.
These guys do a lot of foray. And there's a back cut and a nice, easy layup for Lang. And so they're going to let him play, I think, today.
Yeah, that time Chul was got the assist, and now we got goaltending on the big guy, Hawkinson. 2 points for Solon. But I tell you what, Solon got the ball down court quickly, much like Anamosa did this morning, Scott.
Like their Womack Conference brethren out there.
Yeah, they like to push the ball. Two passes and shooting at the hole. I love that.
6-4. Hawkinson off the clear out. Going to go one-on-one. Drives baseline. They got a foul. It's going to be on Hill. It's a tough matchup right there. Hill's given away 4 inches and quite a few pounds. And coming in for Sheridan will be number 23. And it'll be Kobe Reishman, a 6-foot junior. There are two Reishmans on the team for Sheridan. And Solon's going to get ready to come to the bench as well. Here's Chul, pop-up three, missed it strong, and the rebound to McElravy. Krutzfeldt will bring it up. Solon out front, 6-4, here in the early going, 4:40 to play in the first quarter. McElravy, pull-up jumper, short from 15. Chul had the rebound, lost it, picks it back up. Now he's trapped out front, dribbles out of it, and Sheridan will set it up. Lob pass to the corner is off the hands of Reishman and out of bounds.
Yeah, both teams doing a good job of getting after each other, really identifying shooters. Obviously for Solon, you got to keep an eye on Streeter McElroy, but he's gotten his shots off. I'd like to see Coons get a little more active here in this possession for Solon, Scott.
Sterling McElroy will come in. So Streeter and Sterling both in there right now, the two brothers. Here's a pick and roll underneath, and they're going to get a walk down low. Going to be called against Coons.
Well, coach must have heard me because they sent an ISO up for him, a little backdoor play, but Coons couldn't handle the bounce pass.
But again, I like what Solon's trying to do here is get Hockenson away from the basket.
Yeah, you have to do that. And if you can do that, you can have somebody else operate underneath.
Bounce down low from Lang. Hockenson missed it, got his own rebound up. Good, count a foul. Tell you what, once he gets positioned down there, you might as well just let him go.
Wow. I mean, what a strong move. He almost off balance when he caught his own rebound off the missed shot, Scott. Caught it off balance and had enough power to blast off, hit the shot, and be fouled because he had people on him.
He's a strong young man. Free throw up, short though, and it stays at six. And the McElravies will give it away to Crutzfeld, and he'll bring it up for Solon. Calls out the play. Plays the left side, Luke Ira over to Coons now. He'll circle it back up front. Man-to-man for Sheridan. On the handoff, two-man game. Now driving left of the lane, Coons leaves the baseline. McElravy got the jumper to go, and that was Sterling.
Well, Sterling off the bench, got a nice basket, got a nice look at the basket, 10 feet on the left baseline.
8-6, 3.5 to play. Solon out in front. Hockenson off the clear out, driving left of the lane, double pumper, and got fouled. That's two on Coons.
That could be a problem. Jacob Coons picking up his second foul. And now decision time for head coach Pershing. Well, he leaves him in, like we saw in game one. Random also left their leading scorer in.
Nope, I think he's going to come out. Free throw good by Hockenson. And Coons will take a seat. Adam Runyon will come in, the 6'5 junior. Don't lose much of height. Lose a little beef, though. And Hockenson got them both. He's got four. And it's an 8-8 ball game. Solon and Sheraton. 1-4 look. Crutzfeld out top. Standing left-hand dribble. Over to the right sideline now as Halston Durr is into the game, coming off the Solon bench as well. Where's number 24? Good score at about 7 a game. Crutzfeld over comes to McElravy. Drives in. Pull-up jumper blocked, but they're going to get a foul on Shule, who committed the cardinal sin. You don't
leave
foul a jump shooter.
Yeah, you don't leave your feet. And nice job that time by Streeter McElrary. Give him a nice little head fake. You got Chul in the air and drew the foul. They get two free throws here with 3:02 remaining in the first half.
86% foul shooter. Rarely misses, and he gets the first. And he gets to the line a lot. 3:02 remaining. Solon in the first quarter up 10-8 as McElravy hits them both. Solon not a big pressure team. As Chul will bring it up. Stops it, cut off by McElravy to Lang. Here's a jab step, now takes it up top. On the hand back, gets it over to Reichman. Into the game as well now for Sheridan. Back in there is Kane. We're down to 2:42 to play. High lob pass inside. Hockenson with the turnaround. That was blocked. Comes right down in the hands, though, of Kane, and he had it swatted out of bounds.
We're looking for our first three-point made basket by either team in this game, Scott. Both teams are 0 for the afternoon. At three-point shooting, both 0 for 2.
Sheridan will take threes. They'll take more in Solon. Lob it in, back to the corner. Lang, quick three. That's going to be short all the way, and the rebound to Runyon. Got it with it. Crutzfeld for Solon. Good sophomore point guard. He's going to be a good one. Off the dribble. Durr on the drive. Leaves it right baseline to Hill. Penetrates, goes up with a floater, and got it. Two bodies hit the floor, nothing called. We play on.
Well, Brevin Hill went through a lot of traffic to make that one, and now we got an offensive foul the other way. Good job by the Solon defense here, Scott.
Hockenson got the foul. That'll be his first and the second on the Chargers.
Well, Sheridan pushed the ball down floor, but Solon got back. They had three, maybe four guys back on that, Scott, and drew the charge.
Luke Ira back into the game, checking out Crutzfeld. Now Iro will move over to the point guard position. He'll bring it up against Lang with the power dribble with the left hand. Trying to bring it up, getting jostled a little bit. Gets it over to McElravy, and his pass inside is kicked. Not surprised they're letting them play here early on. I'd rather see that than everything called, though.
And that could happen. Just, it's all about gaining advantage. We're gaining advantage, you're going to have a whistle. Both teams shooting too bad. Solem at 50% shooting in the first quarter, and Sheridan at 27% here, Scott. Another turnover.
Yep, Durr threw it away.
That's the third Solem turnover and three turnovers on Sheridan with a minute 50 remaining in the first quarter. So it's been an unusual quarter. I think Sheridan would like to get Hawkinson involved a little bit more, but Solem triple-teed him last time he caught the ball down on the left block.
Lang with two buckets already. Chul, point guard for Sheridan, picks it up top of the key. Over to Lang, they'll clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one, fakes. Good help defense by Runyon. And Sheridan will get back into the defense. Kane, a bounce right of the lane. Hawkinson faces up, takes it inside, lost it, picks it up. Turnaround blocked again by Runyon. It's loose in the floor, and Solem comes away with the basketball.
Big play by Adam Runyon. He really got in the face of Hawkinson. Good help defense.
Yeah, they're doubling and tripling down there in the paint. Off the clear out. Hill going one-on-one. On the drive. Had a shot rejected. Comes out to Runyon, though, for Solem. And now to Streeter McIlravey, and he'll reset. So we come up on a minute to play here in the game's first quarter.
I don't know if they can hold it for a minute. Possession arrow favors Sheridan, but I think they're going to probably try to get a shot off here.
Alston Durr, right sideline, puts it on the floor. On the drive, in all the way. We got contact, and what do we got? Blocker charge. And we got Durr down, holding his right ankle. And it will be a charge.
Yeah, Sheridan going the other way. Both teams are down on the Solem offensive end. And Halston Durr, who came off the bench, averaging 6.5 points, shaking it off, walking it off the floor with his head coach.
Senior, looks like he's going to be okay. He's putting weight on it. And they will take a look at him now at the end of the Solem bench. 51.4 to play here in the game's first quarter. And it's 12-8, favor of Solem. See what Sheridan elects to do here. Pass out front, tipped away, nearly stolen, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Chargers. What a good overplay.
Yeah, nice anticipation that time by Solem. Luke Ira almost had himself a steal.
Inbound lob pass, Jewell gets it. Into the front court. See if Sheridan with 36 seconds plays for one or if they'll get into the offense. Chul looking inside. Here's the backdoor alley-oop. Hawkinson with the catch in the right block. Powers it up for two.
Wow. Is he strong? Is he active? And can he leap? He got some spring in those legs of his.
And Sean Beyer are going to be fun playing tight end for Iowa the next few years.
If they can stay healthy, they're going to have an outstanding duo there.
Solem will go for one. 12-10. Out front, Creutzfeldt on the drive. Goes behind the back with the dribble. Leaves it for Runyon on the baseline. Jumper good for Adam Runyon. Off the bench, averaging about three. Got his first two, and the three-quarter court shot is short. And a good first quarter for the underdog Solem Spartans. And after one, it's Solem 14 and Sheridan 10. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to the coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile. Anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash along with Mark Amadeo as we start quarter number two. Mark, 14-10 Solem. And the recipe for an upset, you got to play well, you got to shoot it well, you got to get off to a good start, and so far so good.
And the last one hits the nail on the head. Get off to a good start. Solem shooting 50% in the first quarter, 6 out of 12 from the field. They're 0 for 2 from three-point lane. line, rather, and they're 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Sheridan. They were 4 of 13 shooting in the first quarter, 30% shooting. They're 0 for 3 from three-point range, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and rebounding 10 to 6, Solon with the edge in the rebounds.
That says a lot. Streeter McIlravey, Sterling McIlravey, Ben Krutzfeld in the game for Solon. Also in is, for the first time for the Spartans, is Zach Cusick. Number 33 is a 6'4 junior. And also into the game is Luke Ira. Underway, Sheridan ball, second quarter. Off the clear out. Lang goes behind the back with the dribble, trying to free himself. Lob pass inside. Hokanson got doubled and had it knocked away out of bounds.
Yeah, weak side help by Luke Ira. Boy, he almost got a steal right at the end of the quarter, in the first quarter, and here he knocks the ball out of hands. They're getting good help defense for Solon against Hokanson of Sheridan.
Lang, high lob pass. Gets it out front. Now to Hokanson left in the lane. Nice spin move for the easy two. Felt the contact, went the other way.
He went through three players. Two of them tried to grab it, and then he went around one to get to the basket from the left block. Wow.
He's got 8. We've already had our high watermark of the tournament set with 42 in the last game. Here's a three-pointer up, no good on the line driver. Chul with the rebound for Sheridan. They can get the lead here with a three ball. Clear out, Lang going one-on-one. Bounce up top. They work it left wing now into the corner to Chul. Hokanson posting up, trying to get it inside. Here's Lang on the dribble drive, forced it up badly. That was tipped, and here comes Solon the other way. Yeah. McIlravey all the way down, reverse layup. No, too strong off the glass.
Yeah, Ira got the block down here, Scott. Now here's Sheridan the other way.
Chargers like to do a lot of one-on-one stuff. Here's Lang, an NBA three off the back iron. No, and the rebound to Ben Krutzfeld. Chargers aren't shy putting it up.
We're going to see a lot of them launched. I don't know if anybody's going to crack the 100-point barrier like last week with Pocahontas area, but holy mackerel.
That game was a lot of fun. 14-12, Krutzfeld, spot up three, missed it badly in the rebound to Chul. Little adrenaline, I think, going through the sophomore on that one. Lang going crossover, pull-up jumper, rimming it good from 10 from the heart of the lane.
Yeah, Sheridan's tied the score. Nice little run out there to start the second quarter. Sheridan coming back and getting some open looks.
Inside, McIlravey posting up, goes cross court, driving in, Krutzfeld, jumper good on the pull-up.
Well, he's a sophomore that didn't look very strong in his last attempt, but that time he took it right into the lane, pull-up jumper just inside the left elbow.
16-14, Spartans. Lang left open, and he'll put up the three, in and out. Solon got a break there. Somebody missed an assignment. Here come the Spartans the other way.
Yeah, they got a big break there. Nobody was guarding Lang.
Sterling McIlravey, pop-up jumper. That was blocked by Hokanson. And here comes Sheridan the other way. 2-on-1. Here's Hokanson. Layup good. Count it the foul.
Boy, does he run the floor well. That's T.J. Hokanson, the Iowa recruit in football. And I'll tell you what, he's got basketball legs. He flew down the court to get that pass from Chul to put it in and get the and-one here.
And Hokanson with the free throw is, for the first time in the game, Streeter McIlravey is going to get a breather here. And Sheridan can take their first lead. It's on the way and good. Rattled it home, and that's the first Charger lead. They've only had two guys score so far, Mark.
Yeah, they have. I just noticed that on the running stats here. Hokanson and Lang, and that's it. Nobody else. One player has attempted one shot.
Sheridan with their first lead at one at 17-16. Working the weave up top. Sterling McIlravey, a bounce down on the right block. Posting up is Hill. Turns, gets a double team, looking for some help. Still looking. Goes over to the corner. Coons is back in now with two fouls, so Jason Pershing taking a little gamble here.
Let's see if they get Coons into the offense.
Ira outside the arc left wing. They get it inside to Coons, posting up. Tried to shovel pass down to the corner, broken up by Lang, but Solon gets it. McIlravey drives in, and he was bumped and fouled. And going to be Hokanson, I think. Yep. That's two on him.
Yeah, they got Sterling McIlravey on a cut to the basket from the right wing, and the foul call underneath. He got too far. He got too deep, and then the foul.
Kind of got bailed out there. They'll lob it in, one-on-one, driving a kick, now to the corner, open three, Hill left it short, and the rebound to Lang on the weak side. Sheridan with the lead of the ball, Lang, little stop-and-go move, takes the left free throw line extended, back up top, open three-pointer up, off the right side, no good. by Grant Shriver.
Nobody's made a three. Both teams 0 for 5 in this contest.
We're going to get a timeout, Solon. 30-second timeout for Jason Pershing. And Solon will talk it over here. Still in good shape here, only down one, 17-16.
Well, they are, and, you know, they haven't shot the best, but they played pretty sound defense. And Sheridan with a one-point lead, you got to find a way to make sure Hawkinson doesn't hurt you too much because he's going to get his points. But Lang and Hawkinsmith, you know, you just wonder if they're going to adjust maybe how they defend them. They've done a good job with Hawkinson when he catches the ball on the block. It's when he catches the ball out beyond the block and beyond the arc, Scott, is where Solon's had their problems.
Be very interesting to watch. Coons has two and Hawkinson has two.
Yeah.
Whoever, somebody picks up that third, it's going to be a big advantage for the other team.
It will, but will the coach leave him in with three? We saw that happen in game one today with Anamosa. And that doesn't mean the coach will, but he may leave his that player in with three in this tightly contested game.
Anamosa, a winner earlier on today as the Blue Raiders move on over Des Moines Christian. McElravy posting up inside. Turnaround left it short, though. Got good position on Lang. Here come the Chargers the other way. With a one-point lead. Lang off the clear out, going one-on-one. Pull up 15-footers, an air ball from the free throw line. Wants a tip, didn't get it.
Well, he heard the Solon fans behind us yelling air ball. He knew it was a missed shot, and he was just hoping that the referee would concur.
Solon's doing a good job of sending doubles at all the shooters right now. Hill turns, they'll clear it out for him, going one-on-one, spins, puts a right-hand hook up, off the back iron, no, and Lang with the board.
Not getting good looks there. Solon's got to get something towards the basket.
Pull up three, right wing, that's short all the way, and it's going to be saved in, though, to Coons. Off the miss by Kane.
Well, let's see if Coach Pershing comes up with a set play for Coons.
Krutzfeld over to Coons, and they will clear it out for him.
They got an ISO here.
Turns down the shot, gets it back up top. 3:37 to play, opening halves. Sheridan 17, Solon 16. As Solon trying to pull off the stunner at 10 and 14 here. High ball screen, McElravy, little pick and roll down low. Has a height advantage of Kane, takes him inside, left a shot short, and a rebound to Hawkinson. He had it knocked away from behind by Hill. Hill hooks it up and in.
Took it right away from him. Stealing basket for Solon on a nice move on defense.
Achul beats him down court and gets the layup.
Yeah, good hustle by Sheridan. They just get the basket, they get it out, and they get Chul all the way down court.
19-18, charge on Coons. Yep, took it right at Hawkinson. Somebody was going to get their third there.
Somebody just did. I don't know if he tried to go around him, and Hawkinson did a pretty good job of laying flat out on the floor, but could have been a block charge, could have been a no call, but right now it's a third foul or second foul.
That was a tough one because he did try to get his body to go to the right. And, hey, maybe an Oscar for Hawkinson, but that's okay. Sheridan basketball. Kane up top to Chul. Holds it right of the circle. Chargers working that perimeter. Hawkinson now on the drive. Pulls his way inside. There's a foul on Hill. And Jason Pershing wants an offensive foul this way.
Well, see, that's where Hawkinson can hurt you. When he catches the ball top of the key, and he goes to the hole. Unless you draw the charge, he's got enough strength either to pull up and shoot it or take it all the way to the hole without drawing the charge, and that time is what he did. Unfortunately for Solon, he drew the foul.
Great throw in and out. Hawkinson gets to the line a bunch. Not a terrific shooter at 66%, though. Three out of five this afternoon, make it four out of six. And he's got 12 to lead the Chargers. 20-18, Sheridan on top. Over Solon. They'll clear it out for McElravy. Sterling brings it back out top to Iron, out of Krutzfeld. Kane on him, man-to-man for the Chargers. Here's McElravy on the baseline. He'll drive in, hangs, puts up the shot, no, and the rebound to Hawkinson. He just clears out the sun when he goes to block out. Lost it going up, though, and goes out of bounds, and it'll be Solon ball.
Now that time, Hawkinson took it all the way down the lane on the left side and lost it off his knee. A break for Solon there. Let's see if they attack him here.
Yeah.
This offensive set, Scott, tried to pick up another foul.
2:14 to play here in corner number two. Ira outside the arc left side. Works it up top, Hill. Coming off the screen right side. Krutzfeld on the penetration move. Bullet pass, tip, picked back up. Three is partially blocked. Good block in there by Stites, who's into the game for Sheridan. And the Chargers have the loose change in the basketball. Dylan Stites, 5'11", sophomore, got a block there. Chul on the drive, takes it in, and a block going to be called on Solon. That's going to be on Luke Ira.
Yeah, Ira jumped in there late. Blocking foul call on Luke. That'll send Chul to the free throw line. Minute 46 remaining in the half, and Sheridan by two. And
right now, Mark, free throws are 8-2 in favor of the Chargers.
Yeah, it certainly is true.
And I think that's what Jason Pershing is letting Joe Gatto know right now. Great throw, though, in and out.
Yes, they keep the total fouls on the scoreboard here at Wells Fargo Arena and all gyms across Iowa. But sometimes you earn those fouls.
Yes, you do. 20-18, 1:46 to play here in half number one. Sheridan could do better from the free throw line. They might have a bigger lead. They did get one out of two there. Chua with three. Minute 43 to play. Solon down by three. Pretzfeld bringing it up against Kane. Over to McElravy. Starts to drive left free throw line. Cross court pass. Now to the corner. Ira turns. Fakes. Gets it right in the lane. Hill. Double pump. Leaner up. Rimming. No. But he drew the foul.
Solon got a great look at the basket. Nice dribble penetration. All the way down. And I think Chul may have gotten a piece of the ball.
But Lang got the foul.
And Brevin Hill to the free throw line for two.
75%. Solon shoots 76% as a team. That's pretty good. Hill's had a good first half. 9.6 is average. He's got seven already.
It's hard to believe this team lost nine in a row because they're playing very well. I know they're trailing by two, but they're playing very well here at the state tournament.
Free throw up. Good. Switched them both. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union as Solon will bring Halston Durr back in. Good to see him. He was banged up a little bit earlier in the game. Still limping a little bit, though. Minute 25 to play. Solon back within one. It's 21-20, and Sheridan on top. Lang top of the circle. Couple jab steps. Turns down the shot. To Stites now. Circles left. Looks down low. Over comes left side. Down to minute 10 to play here in this first half. Chul down low. He's going to post up now. Hawkinson out of the game. Spins. Kicks it back up top. Lang to the corner. Open three on the way. Short, no good. They fight for it and chase it down to the weak side. And a save off a leg. Nicely executed there by Sheridan.
Still looking for our first made three-pointer this afternoon. Nobody.
Ice cold.
0 for 8 is Sheridan. 0 for 6 is Solon from three-point range.
Ice cold on a beautiful 73-degree day here in Des Moines. Chul off the clear out, takes it in. Kick to the corner, open three, no good short. And McElravy with the rebound.
I mean, left it way short.
That was Stites who missed a couple there on that possession. Solon basketball, Ira, good feed inside. McElravy posting up, the hook good by Sterling McElravy.
Yeah, a little baby hook, got it right off the backboard from the right side. Nice touch in the basketball, and Solon with the lead now.
22-21. Sheridan will go for the last shot. Aaron Kane bounces Stites up top. Ira playing off of him. Solon with the lead. Here's Lang. Little shake and bake move. Drives. Lost it. Picked up by Chul. Missed the bunny. Got it back and got the lay-in.
Yeah, Chul working hard underneath. With Hawkinson out of the lineup, it's Chul and now a turnover.
Yep. Solon trying to get it up court quickly to try to play beat the clock and threw it away. 3.7 for Sheridan with the one-point lead. Just don't commit a silly foul here. Inbound, Lang will take it. Turns down the shot to the corner. Three, no, in and out at the end of the half from Kane. Well, Solon right in it. Down by one at the break. Sheridan 23 and Solon 22. And this low-scoring affair, we'll come back. Talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to coverage of the 2016 Boys State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you as we are at halftime. And the score, Sheraton on top of Solon, 23-22. Winner gets Dubuque Wallert as they held on 79-74 over MOC Floyd Valley in a terrific quarterfinal a little bit earlier on today. And, of course, if you missed it, and I'm also a winner earlier on today as the Blue Raiders advance with a win over Des Moines Christian 74-60, and see if Solon can make it 2-for-2 in the WOMAC Conference here, Mark. And so far, so good. They're hanging in there. I don't think they played their best half, and they're only down a point.
Oh, they haven't. They haven't played their best half. Jacob Coons and Brevin Hill battled foul trouble, so there's two of their three starters that got very limited time in that second quarter. Second quarter in which Sheridan outscored Solon 13-8. Solon down one here at halftime, but got a battle foul trouble. Hawkinson was on the bench for Sheridan, their leading scorer. He had two fouls with 12 points, but it had just been Hawkinson and Lang, their two leading scorers, that have been the only scorers for them. So Solon's done a great job of kind of neutralizing everything. Unfortunately for the Spartans, they went a little cold shooting in that second quarter, and not to mention the foul trouble we talked about with Hill and Coons.
Yeah, Coons right now with three fouls, Hill with two, and for Sheridan, Hawkinson with two, the future Iowa Hawkeye football player. Let's take a look at the scoring. T.J. Hawkinson leading the way with 12 points, four field goals, four out of six from the free throw line. 6 points for Derek Lang, came in averaging almost 23, so Solon's done a nice job at him in the first half. And Lim Chul with five, two field goals and a free throw, and that's it. Three players have scored for the Chargers in the first half. For Solon, balanced scoring. Brevin Hill leading the way, the 6'2 senior with 8 points in the first half. Also for Solon, four apiece for the McElravy brothers. Streeter with four, Sterling with four, and then two apiece for Jacob Coons, Ben Krutzfeldt, and Adam Runyon hit a shot at the end of the first quarter for his only field goal and only two of the ball game. Solon with six turnovers. Sheridan, they've got with five turnovers. I'll give him one more. And so far, Solon is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, and Sheridan in the first half, they are 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. And go ahead and throw some unofficial stats at halftime.
Yeah, well, what they put up and what we were talking about, neither team made a 3-point basket in the first half. Sheridan was 0 for 10, and Solon 0 for 6. Solon was shooting 36% from the field. They were 9 of 25 from the field in the first half for 36%. Sheridan 9 of 28 from the field for 32%. So the shooting percentage is not where you want to see it. You mentioned the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Sheridan, 18-17, four offensive rebounds. And I think two of those four went to Hawkinson when he was in there. So, pretty even, but the shooting percentage is down for both teams. And, I think with Solon, you look at, you're going to get Coons back and Hill back. Very balanced scoring throughout the year for Solon. You know, I know Streeter McElrary is their leading scorer, just under 17 points. But, Scott, they've got four or five others, including Halston Durr off the bench, who averaged 6.5 points. Now, Durr was injured in the first half, limped off, had an ankle injury, it appeared, and hopefully he'll get back for head coach Jason Pershing.
For some of the other stats, points in the paint, Sheridan right now at 18 of their 23 from the paint. And these are going to be a little inflated because no one has hit a three-pointer in this game yet. Solon with 14 points in the paint. Sheridan, 7 points off turnovers. Solon with 2. Second chance points, that's T.J. Hawkinson's specialty, and he's got 4. The bench points are 4-0 right now in favor of Solon. But hanging in there despite 36% shooting, but for Sheridan, they only shot it at 32%, so they got to think that better things are in the offing for them.
Yeah, you'd have to think so. And, you know, Hawkinson really starts that out, but Lang has not gotten on track from the outside, and that's a credit to the Solon defense. They've done a good job on Derek Lang, averaging 22.5 points and had 65 made three-pointers coming in, and Solon's done a great job on him. Now, you look at the lead changes. The score has been tied 5 times. We've had 5 lead changes. Solon's biggest lead has been 4 points. Sheridan's biggest lead has been 3. And here we are at halftime, Sheridan up 1 over Solon.
Listen to high school basketball this afternoon on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, all throughout the corridor. Great to have you with us here today as Solon makes their way back out onto the playing surface here at Wells Fargo Arena. We've got 3A action later on tonight. It'll be the Xavier Saints. They will take on Spirit Lake, number 3 versus number 10 in the rankings. And that should be a dandy coming up. And then the final game of the evening will be Pella. Can they pull off the double? We know how good the football team's been the last couple of years. And just Xavier, you can ask them about that. They won the back-to-back championships in 3A football, and they will take on Perry, another one of the upstarts. That will be coming up in the nightcap tonight. Perry, the Blue Jays, coming in at 15-9. But they've played a tough schedule as well in that Raccoon River Conference.
Yeah, they certainly have. And, you know, Perry, what a story. I mean, they've probably been the third or fourth best team in that conference, and this year they've kind of put it together. And they've had quite a season. They've had a successful season. And here they get through the sub-states and finally get here to state. And the Perry girls were very successful here not too long ago. They've had a nice run. And now the boys are doing the same. So the nice thing is going on over at Perry here and just outside, just west of Des Moines. And speaking of Des Moines, Scott Unash, I left your name downtown at Court Avenue saying if this guy comes in, even though he's from Cedar Rapids, let him in because we're going to show him a good time. You put on some miles here in Des Moines and put a lot of time in last week and this week. They know who you are now.
They should. They should. We've left a lot of coin here.
We have a new beverage stop in Urbandale right where I live. It used to be called Victor's for all those folks that may know of what I'm talking about. It's now called the U. I think they named it after the Scott U. Nash. It's called the U. I go in there all the time.
Hey, I thought they named it after Todd Kim.
He's back here holding up press row. I think wake him up, would you? I mean, Todd's a great guy, works for Radio Iowa, does a super job.
Yeah, and an Urbandale grad.
And he lives 2 blocks from me, and I'm not shoveling his walk anymore. I told him that the first year I moved into the neighborhood. 1 Dowling guy in the neighborhood, everybody's all Urbandale fans, and Kim's one of them. Then his son plays football for Urbandale, so I got to put up with that for 2 years.
There you go. Halftime score is 23-22. Let's take a minute break, come back with the second half after this here on KGY.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Solon back out on the court in their traveling black uniforms. Here comes Sheridan in their home whites. Lineups, it's going to be Ira Creutzfeldt along with Streeter McElravy. Jacob Coons with three fouls and Brevin Hill with two fouls. And for Sheridan, they've got their starters, Kane, Krutzinger, Hawkinson, Lang, and Chul. We're underway with half number two. Solon with the basketball right out in front of us. A step back three. Creutzfeldt, he buries it, and there's the first triple in the game.
Well, it took 16 and a half minutes for that to happen.
And then a reach-in foul called on the sophomore, trying to get it away from Lang. That's going to be foul number one of the half. Second on Ben Creutzfeldt.
Well, Creutzfeldt, the sophomore, you know, he looked a little tentative at one time in the first half, but he's been playing with a lot of confidence here. I like how he's playing on the as a sophomore down here at State.
Great experience for these guys. And this, for the most part, still a pretty young Solon team, even though McElravy and Hill in there as seniors. But they're going to have a good nucleus coming back next year, but they want to win tonight.
Yeah, Coons and Creutzfeldt and Ira all come back.
Lang three, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Off the hands of Aaron Kane. It'll be Solon ball with the 25-23 lead.
I'll be interested to see how Coach Pershing for Solon attacks this Charger defense. And they're going to stay man. And who he really attacks. Because obviously you want to try to see if you get Hawkinson his third foul.
Creutzfeldt to McElravy. They'll try the lob pass inside. Stolen away by Hawkinson. That was easy. Lead pass to Chul. Chul left of the lane. Splits a double team. Leaner, no. Rebound. Back up and in by Lang.
Well, Chul split the double team, and they just didn't hold their ground. If they would have took the charge, you would have had something there. And then Lang comes on and cleans it up.
25-25, another tie. Hill, little jab step, works it up top. Now Ira. Outside the golden arc, they bounce it down low. McElravy, back it comes to Hill, drives on Chul, hook pass over to the left baseline, open jumper right through, just inside the arc by Luke Ira.
Well, Brevin Hill set that up, dribble drive in the lane, a little hook pass you mentioned, Scott, and got Ira for the nice 15-footer.
That's good ball movement there by Solon. Spartans by two. Chul outside the arc, inside Hawkinson, turns, powers it up, no, rebound underneath, picked back up by Sheridan. Might have got away with a walk to Creutzinger.
Looking for the pivot foot.
Chul gets the layup. Then that always work out that way.
And then Chul cleans it up, goes right down the lane.
Quick three from the corner. High arching threes. Good by Jacob Coons.
Wow. After having none in the first half, back-to-back by Solon here in the second half of three-pointers.
19th three in the year for Jacob Coons, the junior. Solon up three and brimming with confidence at 30-27. Hawkinson in the high post, hand back to Lang, pull-up jumper, got the roll just above the free throw line.
Yeah, he's starting to heat up there. Got to identify Lang. That time he came off a ball screen, top of the key.
Coons down low on a full court path, back to McElravy for three. No, and the rebound to Chul. Sheridan on the run. Chul spins his way across the timeline into front court with 5:30 to play. Creutzinger, high pass, too high and out of bounds over the head of Kane.
They tried to get something on the backside there. They had a skip pass from left wing to the right wing, and that time threw it into the Sheridan bench.
Hawkinson would have got it. Kane, not so much.
Well, the entry pass into the post, they got to get it over Hawkinson, because he's just a load, and they're trying to enter that pass to Coons.
Solon basketball, Ira, little pick and roll. Left baseline jumper, swished right through for Brevin Hill, who's got 10.
That time they work away from Coons. They took Hawkinson away from the ball, so decoy was Coons that time.
Solon up by three. Spartans 32, Sheridan 29. Bounce left of the lane. Hawkinson spinning, going up, and traveled with it.
There's the other pivot foot that may have been missed on a previous possession.
Turnover number seven, and that one, truthfully, I didn't see.
Yeah, he did. He moved his left foot, and then he put his right foot down. Good call by the officials.
You're a former official.
I am.
Still an official.
Well, on the softball and baseball side. These guys do a great job. It's hard to see everything.
32-29. Bounce to Coons. He'll step back. Another high-arching three. No. And Chul the rebound, and then he's going to get called for traveling.
Yeah, so he thought he got bumped by Brevin Hill, but they call him for the travel. And I think his head coach thinks the same way. Ben Schooley down there from Sheridan saying, hey, he got bumped. That's why he traveled.
Not going to fall down on his own, gang.
No.
32-29. Sterling McElravy in for Solon. Inbound pass, and it's tipped away out of bounds. They're going to stay off the hands of Coons as he tried to circle down on the block. And that's the eighth turnover on Solon.
We got a great battle here, Scott. 3-point lead for Solon, taking on once beaten Sheridan. The only team with a below 500 record, and that's the Solon Spartans, and they're playing outstanding here through three quarters.
Kane looking inside, over into the corner, turning down the shot. Now Lang left of the circle. Two-man game. They bounce down low. Hawkinson goes backdoor to Chule for the layup. That's nice execution.
Yeah, found Chule coming down from the right wing, and they just got him on a backdoor cut.
Inside, layup won't go, and hitting the deck hard for Solon. I think it was Ira.
Yeah, he went face first in the deck, and I think he's all right. He's a little groggy getting up, and he's going to shoot those two free throws. Luke Ira, 6'1 sophomore. I asked you earlier during the break, is he related to the pitcher from Solon, that
Coach
White?
So.
I called a few balls and strikes. Probably
Jim White never got on you, did he?
Jim and I always have. We have a great understanding. He's a tremendous coach, and I want to be a good umpire. And that's all. That's all it comes down to. And he let me do that. Jim's a tremendous guy and a tremendous
person. Yeah, he is. Great coach.
That's the same bloodline. His older sister Ira. This kid's he's hurting. I mean, he's trying to stretch out his hip, his elbow. He's landed almost on his face. Made the first free throw, Scott.
33-31, and got them both. Switched right through. He's got four, and it's 34-31. Coming up on the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. Chule brings it up with the between-the-leg dribble to Hawkinson, driving left of the lane all the way in. Got his shot blocked and out of bounds. They're going to say off of Hawkinson. How about Adam Runyon, who just came in? That's his second block.
You know, Runyon stood his ground. Adam at 6'5", stood his ground against the big guy, Hawkinson, that's going to Iowa. He stood right there. Push the ball back, and then they say it went out of bounds off of Hawkinson. Solon basketball.
Up by three, 34-31. Sterling McIlravey up top to Ira. Circling right, back it comes. On the drive, Streeter takes it all the way. Hangs, puts it up, no, and Chule with a rebound. Got to get Streeter going. He's on 4 points right now. But he's like a microwave. He can get hot. Up top, Lang, open three, got it.
Well, he's starting to feel it, and that's not good news.
First three for Sheridan.
And we're tied at 34. Yikes.
And that was a wide open triple.
Yeah, and they've got to rotate up on him. Top of the key is where he shot it from.
Krutzfeldt, pick and roll. Here comes Sterling. Takes it inside, turns, puts it up with the right hand, and got it from the heart of the lane.
You know, Streeter might not be getting hot, but his brother is off the bench. Sterling with a nice move.
He's got six, and Chule gets the blocking foul on Streeter McIlravey. One quite there in time. That's going to be two on Streeter. 3:01 to play here in quarter number three.
Second foul. Team foul, rather, on Solon, so he'll be out of bounds to Sheridan.
Inbound to Lang. Takes it in the far side corner, that short corner. Hand back, and he'll take the three. No, and the rebound tipped around off the backboard. Loose. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Solon.
Had a good hustle that time by both teams. That time they say it went out of bounds by off of Kobe Reichman.
Luke Ira did a good job to stay with it. They'll do some housekeeping underneath with some towels. And we're ready for action. Xavier coming up tonight. The Saints in action against Spirit Lake. We'll have it at 6:20 for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Ira in the far side corner behind the screen. Pops a jumper, no. Rebound tipped and picked up by Lang. Here comes Sheridan. They can tie with a two or take the lead with a three ball. Nice crossover dribble. Lang puts it up and is fouled. He'll go to the line.
Yeah, Lang's starting to take over. He's getting more ball touches than Chule. And they're not trying to find Hawkinson here in the third quarter much. So a little different game plan for the Sheridan Chargers.
Krutzfeldt with his third foul. And Lang on the line for two free throws. Missed the first. Kind of got a flat shot.
76% free throw shooter. Sure did look flat from here. We sit in press row across from the benches.
He'll have one more. Sterling McIlravey checks out for Solon. Brevin Hill back in. Second free throw. That one right through. Lang with 12 now. And we're going to get a Solon timeout. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. Maybe to get a catch a breather here for the Spartans from Jason Pershing.
That could be 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, Scott. Sometimes he might just want to call set play, unless he's trying to get a player in that he wants for this offensive set. But it's been a good basketball game. These two teams have went at it hard. For Sheridan, Lang is really starting to step it up. He was kind of, you know, it was all Limchul and Hawkins in that first half, but Lang stepping up here in the second half. Of course, why not? He's the leading scorer for Sheridan. And for Solon, you know, off the bench, Sterling McElroy has been doing a great job. But Streeter hasn't got on track. I think if he can get on track, you mentioned as a Crutchfield with three fouls.
Yep.
That might be a factor. Hill and Coons have battled foul trouble the whole first half, and hopefully one of them will step up. But Coons has been guarded by Hawkinson, so they've kind of neutralized each other.
Right now, Solon 14 out of 34 for the game, 41%. Sheridan 14 of 38, 37%. Solon with the basketball. See if they run coming off the timeout. They dump it inside. Runyon posting up. Goes up with the hook. No. Kind of fell away a little bit. And Sheridan shooting for the lead. Lang out front. Standing dribble. Kicks it over in the short corner. Gets a return back from Reichman. Now it goes in the high post. Hawkinson give and go. Back to Reichman from the corner. Three going to be way short. And the deep kicker picked up by Luke Ira. One-on-one on the drive, in all the way, and gets the layup.
Nice move by Ira. Went right around Lang to get to the basket, and Lang, to his credit, didn't commit the foul.
38-35, Solon up by three. Over it comes to Lang. Turns, fires a three, no, and all black shirts underneath. I think Hawkinson's tired a little bit.
He's gassed right in front of us. He's going to tap out and let you go in, Scott.
I'm not going to be as big.
Is this cordless? Headset cordless? Go right on in.
McElravy, bullet pass down low, run in, kick out. Crutchfield, three. Oh, in and out, no. And the rebound to Lang. That was right on line.
It was. Just clanked.
Minute 15 to play in the third. Chul goes between the legs with it. Hawkinson in the high post. Little jab step, looking to go one-on-one. Two-man game. Right back it comes to Hawkinson. Spins on Hill and gets the turnaround.
Well, nice touch by the big guy. Turned to on the right block, got on the baseline, didn't have the angle to use the glass, Scott, and got to roll right over the rim.
Under minutes of play in the third. Solon by one with the basketball. Possession will go to Sheridan to start the fourth right now. So we'll see what Jason Pershing wants to do right here. Maybe be selective on your shots here. Streeter, McElravy between the rings up top to Crutchfield. Turns on Kane. Starts to go baseline, cut off. And I think Solon will go for the last shot.
Now if they can hold that long, 20 seconds remaining. Possession arrow favors Sheridan, so they really want to get a shot here.
Crutchfield behind the back dribble and threw it away. Out of bounds as Ira zigged when he thought he would zag.
That'll leave Sheridan about 15 seconds to get a shot off. And they'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter. So this could be a two-possession swing with Solon leading by one here, Scott. Might be a costly turnover if you look at it.
And Stites into the game, a three-point shooter. 10 seconds to play, and Lang up top will hold it. They'll go with a 1-4 flat look for him. Lang goes crossover, going one-on-one. No-look pass inside, tip, picked back up by Chul. Turn around off the glass, good at the horn. Solon played it well, but the tip came right down to Chul, and he hit the buzzer beater. But we got a good one. Buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's Sheridan 39 and Solon 38. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you to start the fourth quarter from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Great to have you with us this afternoon as we head toward evening and the 5 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you. It's been a good one, Mark, 39-38. But Sharon got a big bucket there at the end of the third.
You know, Chul posted up down low, got the roll off the nice little bank shot to end it. And that turnover was very costly for Solon at the end of the third quarter, Scott. We talked about it and didn't know if it happened, but Chul gets the basket. Now Sheridan starts the fourth quarter with the basketball. You know, it's so good to see different teams down here because tomorrow when I come back down here to follow Dowling, they're going to be playing Valley for the third time. At least tonight I get to see different teams with you.
There you go. Solon making their sixth trip to the state tournament. They were first in 2009, second in 2010. They've had a good run of it at the state tournament. See if they can put one together here. Here's Lang. Stop and go dribble all the way down the lane. Shot no good on the scoop attempt and the rebound out of there to Solon as Sterling McElravy starting the fourth quarter gets it. Sterling in there along with Streeter. Here's Kuhn, takes a free throw line. Cross court pass, McElravy pops the three, left it way short. And the rebound out of there to Kane.
Yeah, Sterling's got to get heated up. You mentioned him being like a microwave. They need him to get heated up quick.
39-38, Lang in there, Kane, Hawkinson, they'll lob it inside. Hawkinson turns on Hill, takes him inside, double, kick outside, Stites, three, got it.
Dylan Stites for three, only his ninth made three of the year, Scott.
Biggest lead of the game
wow.
for Sheridan. It's a big time in this game right now for Solon. Hill down low, backing his way in, fakes. Duck under move, shot off the glass, no, and Chul with another board. You can see why he gets 11 and a half.
Well, he's guarding team's best shooter, and he's going to get the rebound if he forced the missed shot, and he did that time.
Lang takes the right free throw line, yo-yos a dribble back. Hawkinson right back to Lang. He'll step back, fire up the three, in and out, no good, and the rebound loose in the floor, picked up by Solon, staying alive with it, and here comes McElravy. Hill, the McElravy's, Iron Kuhn in right now for Solon.
Now for Solon, they got to get a good shot. They got to get a good look and get it to the right guy.
McElravy going baseline in all the way. Shot blocked by Lang. Jason Pershing wanted the foul, didn't get it. Here comes Sheridan off the 1-4 clear out. Chul all the way in, layup good.
Boy, a strong move by Chul. He's got a couple of them here in the last few possessions and a timeout, Solon.
And a good timeout. Run right now by the Chargers. Full timeout taken by the Spartans. We'll take it as well. Sheridan 44, Solon 38. Back in a minute. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
7-0 run right now by the Chargers of Sheridan, and they laid it 44-38. Solon's still in this basketball game, but they need a bucket here, Mark.
Oh, they certainly do, and out of that last timeout, let's see what Coach Pershing does as far as isolating and getting the shooters involved.
McElravy up top, Brevin Hill. They bounce it down low, left of the lane, posting up, turn around, hook, way short by Coons. He fell Hawkinson down there.
Yeah, he knew, but he had a nice shot, though. Yeah, good look at the basket.
Chul has been the big scorer in the second half. He's got 15 in the game, 10 and a half, and Lang has also come alive. And there's a reach foul as they try to lob it up top to Hawkinson. Going to be the third on Brevin Hill. And Solon will bring Kretzfeld back into the game, the sophomore point guard.
14 foul on Solon, just one on Sheridan here in the second half.
inbound, looking. Stites getting it in to Chewell, and he'll back it out. Now they go one-on-one, a little shake-and-bake move. Drop-off pass to Hockenson for the easy layup.
Yep, dribble penetration that time by Chewell, and he found Hockenson on the left side for the easy layup.
46-38, a 9-0 run right now by Sheridan. Durr back into the game now for Solon. They lob it inside. McElravy turns down the shot. Back out top. Coons, three, no. Rebound out of bounds. Should be Solon ball, and it is. As it went off the face of one of the Chargers.
Well, for Solon, they don't have to settle for the three. They can work it inside. If they get it within the concept of their offense, that's one thing. But they don't need to force threes now. It's way too early with 5-10 remaining.
McElravy coming off the screen. Between the leg dribble. They overload the near side. Krutzfeldt goes between the legs on the drive. Pass to the wing. Tip intercepted. Two-on-one break. Lang all the way down, and the layup good. Now it's big danger time right now for Solon. Krutzfeldt driving, kicking out to Durr. Durr takes it inside, flips it up, in and out, no. Got his own rebound, short on the putback, and Kane underneath, fouled. A little bit of frustration right now starting to set in on Solon.
Well, they really forced it there. They got a couple great looks at the basket. Unfortunately, the young man couldn't finish, and thus a foul on Solon on their offensive rebound.
Hill picks up his fourth foul, only the 15th foul. Sheridan has only one foul in the half. 48-38.
Yeah, Solon's went ice cold here, Scott. They don't have an answer right now. Sheridan does. Lang, Chewell, and Hockenson.
11-0 run right now. Chewell in the dribble drive. Stites up top to Kane. Now they work to Lang. He'll bounce it down low. Hockenson doubled, spinning. Forces up the shot. No good. And the weak side board pulled out of there by Jacob Coons. And then Hockenson gets a foul on a reach.
That foul is 90 feet away. After he lost the rebound.
It's only the second team foul.
Well, Solon down 10. It's not panic mode yet, but here in the last minute, what was it, a 10-0 run you said?
11-0.
Unbelievable. Just went ice cold.
Coons, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Hill, and gets the layup.
That's the ISO they were looking for underneath as they found Brevin Hill.
Solon back with an 8 at 48-40. Lang across the timeline. Sheridan going to the bucket to our left over the halfway mark of the game's fourth quarter. Chewell, little stutter dribble on the hand back, gets it to Kane. They work the weave up top. Lang picked up by Krutzfeldt, goes behind the back, now on the drive. Hook pass, bodies hit the deck to Stites in the corner, and he hits another three. How big's he been?
That's huge. Off the bench, Dylan Stites hits his 9th and 10 threes of the season. At a big stage.
McElravy going baseline. Bounce down low, left block. Here's Hilt. Turns down the shot. Extra pass. Krutzfeldt, three. No good, back iron. And the rebound to Kane, and a reach foul call on Solon.
Yeah, frustration foul that time on Luke Ira. Well, that ball was dead on from three. It just hit the back iron and popped out.
Sheridan by 11. At 51-40, still 3:15 to play. Solon's going to put on some full-court pressure.
Yeah, next foul by Solon. It's 1-1 for Sheridan.
1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Lang, probably not the guy you want to send to the line, 76%.
You said he had a flat shot.
He does.
And it goes in.
But it goes in. Most of the time.
Sometimes people mess with success.
1-1, gets that to go. That was a better looking shot.
Had a little bit more arch in it.
He's got 15. Came in averaging 22 and a half. Free throw number two is swished right through. And the lead up to 13 now at 53-40. Solon going to have to get something going in a hurry. Krutzfeldt to Ira. Bounce inside and going for the steal. That time was Hockenson. There's a timeout. And went for the steal, came up empty, and Coons was wide open.
Good ball move that time. They worked to the right block. Got Coons isolated with the the basket, stops the clock. 11-point lead for Sheridan. 3:04 remaining, and defensively for Solon, they're going to have to get back into this. They're going to have to take risky chances on defense, get in the passing lane, see if they can force a 10-second count in the backcourt, do anything they can to overplay in the passing lanes.
One timeout left. That's it for Solon.
Yeah, that's the downside. Any foul by Solon results in a bonus. Right now, the 1-1 for Sheridan.
Solon coming into this one 10-14, got hot at the right time, making their sixth appearance at the state tournament. Sheridan also at their sixth appearance, and third since 1942 for the Chargers.
That is unbelievable. Well, they're playing very well. We saw Anamosa make their first ever state appearance because they missed out on the Vets Auditorium deal when it was across the street. Now over here at Wells Fargo, where we in year five or six, and what a run for Anamosa. Now they're going to play three games this week here at Wells Fargo.
Full court pressure on the inbound, and Lang almost had it tapped away by Crutzfeldt. Got to be careful, though. He's got four fouls. Throw over the top, and now Kane will bring it up with the right hand. Pass deflected, picked back up by Sheridan, though, and Chule out front. Chule going one-on-one, drives on McElravy. Back out to Lang. They got Crutzfeldt on him. Lang takes him off the dribble. Probably, as there's a reach foul going to be called on Coons, and sends Kane to the line. He's a good free throw shooter as well. Sheridan's only going to take a layup probably right now.
Well, layup, foul, nothing but a high percentage shot. Low risk, high reward. Layup or a free throw?
1-1 coming up. Free throw on the way. Good. Curled in. First point for Aaron Kane, the 5'10 senior.
Fouls on Coons. It should be his fourth.
So he's got four. Hill has four, and Crutzfeldt with four. Got them both. Kane with two, 55-42. And now for Sheridan, they'll bring Crutzinger back in. And Solon will bring it up with 2:35 to play. We got a Crutzfeldt and a Crutzinger on each team, and they both wear number 10. Hill takes it inside, stops, pops, no, got his own rebound though. Hands it off to McElravy. He takes it inside and is fouled by Chule.
Well, McElravy will go to the line. That'll be Streeter McElravy. 2:22 remaining and time running out here for Solon, but they got to attack the glass, get the clock stopped, and get a steal on the defensive end.
Listen to high school basketball tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Just past the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. We'll get you back to the APC coming up after this and join up with 1600. As Streeter McElravy on the line gets the first free throw. He's got five. And he'll have one more. Pulls Solon back within a dozen at 55-43. Winner gets Wallert coming up on Thursday night. Going for their third straight in 3A. Free throw no, and chased down to the corner by Solon. And the pass tipped underneath. Nice touch pass to McElravy. Can't get the layup to go. Got his own rebound again. Fakes, goes up, and was fouled.
Yeah, burned precious time off the clock. He's going to get two free throws here with the clock stopped at 2:13 remaining. But Solon, too many chances, and I'm taking the opportunity.
Fourth on Hawkinson.
Solon shooting 35% right now, Scott. 17 of 48 from the field. Sheridan, 21 of 50, 42% from the field.
Free throw, dances, and will not fall for McElravy.
All of a sudden, there's a lid in that basket.
And it's been one of those afternoons for Streeter. Puts it up and got the second one. He's got six. 55-44, 2:13 to play.
Halston Durr back in, play defense for Anamosa, or for Solon, number 24.
Looking. Full court pressure now being put on. Throw over the top. Oh, Hokanson got away to the push-off. His pass inside. The diagonal pass tipped and saved in, though, to Sheridan. And now out front, Halston Durr fouls Lang.
Durr made a nice save. keep the possession alive. But unfortunately, he saved it right to Sheridan.
Last one and one. As Todd Tharp goes to fix some furniture along press row. I'm glad it was on that end. And I know you move quickly.
Now you do a couple of Coach White's games, you got to move quickly.
One and one missed by Lang.
He's always got something going on.
Here comes Solon. Long up court pass collected by Hill. He'll go baseline, drives in, splits a double team, and gets the layup off the glass. Hill with 14, 55-46, and ball tipped out of bounds.
Right, and one timeout left for Solon. They didn't use it there for that made basket.
Durer in. Sterling McIlravey in as well for Solon. And Sheridan will inbound to Lang. Trapped in the backcourt. Good trap. Gets out of it, though. Long up court diagonal pass. They get it to Chul and gets the layup and a chance at the three-point play.
Well, that was picture perfect. You can't draw that up any better. Diagonal pass. They enter to the left wing, and they found Chul going down the left side of the lane and got the left-handed layup. And he'll get the and one here. That
17 for Chul.
That could be the dagger.
Yep, could be. Minute 42 to play. Lim Chul, 6'3 junior, to the free throw line. And he's been the big difference in the second half. Free throw, good. Got the friendly roll. 18 in the game for Chul. Up court pass intercepted. And that is Krutzinger, and timeout going to be called by Sheridan as he got trapped in the backcourt with a minute 35 to play, and it'll be a 30 here for the Chargers. Why don't we go ahead and take a 30 with a minute 35 to play. 58-46, Sheridan on top. Back after this here on KGYN.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together with the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers. Your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Back in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Sharon has picked up the shooting percentage in the second half. The inbound pass tipped away by Luke Ira. He's going to stay with the Chargers.
Right before that timeout, Krutzinger for Sheridan did a nice job of got caught in the backcourt, called timeout. And I believe Sheridan has four timeouts left, so they had plenty of timeouts at their disposal.
They'll throw it up court. Hawkinson spins his way in the front court. On the drive all the way in and gets the layup.
And he gets a steal and a basket by Lang. So everything going right for Sheridan. Hawkinson scores and now Lang scores, Scott.
Minute 15 to play and Solon throws it away. It's going to look a lot worse than it was for most of the game.
Yeah, they lost their poise a little bit there in the last 11-0 run. Midway through the fourth quarter, and now they've lost their poise here in the last minute 10.
Biggest possession, biggest shot of this game was at the end of the third quarter when Chul got the basket and then the start of the big run to start the fourth.
Right, and that came off a Sheridan, or rather a Solon turnover at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, Chul, double team, had it taken away, and Coon's going to dunk it for Solon. Nine for Jacob Coons, a minute remaining. Lang wiggles out of a double team, and McIlravey commits his fourth. Well, a dunk at the state tournament's nice, though, for Jake Coons.
Maybe somebody got a picture of that from the hometown newspaper. Well, too little, too late. 62-48, Sheridan, and Lang back to the free throw line where he's had quite a night, and this will be a two-shot bonus.
Gets the first, so it's going to be Sheridan moving on. I tell you what, though, Solon acquitted themselves very well at 10-14 and a number 8 seed.
Well, they sure did. And, you know, what a season they had. This is a team that lost 9 in a row, and you can't really tell that from today. Second free throw by Lang is good. And they beat Davenport Assumption. They beat Mount Vernon just once out of the three times to get here. And that says a lot about this team and resiliency.
McIlravey all the way in. No good. Put back good by Hill. And the final timeout going to be taken. And I think Jason Pershing is just going to get some Well, going to get Dylan Doyle in. He's a senior. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take a 30 and come back for the final 46 seconds as Sheridan leads Solon 64-50. Back after this on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kid's social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
46.2 seconds remaining, and it's going to be Sheridan to advance to the semifinals. And Sheridan, I mean, their first trip to the semis since at least 1942, maybe beyond that. So it's been a long time coming. 76 years.
Wow. You mentioned Anamosa earlier today with their drought.
Trap in the backcourt. Kane gets it ahead to Chewell. 40 seconds, and McElravy gives up the foul, and that's going to be it for the career for Streeter McElravy. And a great career it was for Solon. And that'll be his fifth. Not the way he wanted to go out with 6 points.
No, struggled tonight from the field. 1 of 12 from the field unofficially for Streeter.
They signaled 5 fouls. The board's got 5 fouls. And the officials say 5 fouls.
Yeah, he'll be replaced by Andrew Steffens, the junior. 4 seniors in the Solon Spartan lineup. Hill and McElwary, Streeter, the senior. Dylan Doyle, as you mentioned earlier, and Halston Durr, 4 seniors. So a lot of experience coming back next year for head coach Jason Pershing. And what a way to go out here at the state tournament.
Good experience for next year. Free throw number 1, no good. Free throw number 2, no good. Doyle with the rebound. Mentioned Steffens is in there for Solon. Some seniors. Halston Durr, senior, in there as well. Dylan goes baseline, leaves it in for the cutter. Shot rejected by Chewell. Right back it comes to the Spartans, though. Steffens' pull-up won't go on the high archer. 23 seconds to play. Here's Durr. Pop-up 3. Might as well take it. Inside Hill, his shot blocked out of bounds with 15.1. Ethan Yar, a sophomore, is going to come in. Also, Jack Staley will come in. Anthony Bullard will come in for Solon. So, I think everybody dressed for Solon is going to make it into the game. Spartans, nothing to hang their head about. They have a very good account of themselves. Coons will stay in there, driving a kick. And now the pass out front taken away with 9 seconds to play.
Lang with another steal right in front of us, and that'll do it. So Sheridan fans are going to celebrate, and Solon's going to go home empty-handed.
64-50, final score. Solon gave it a good run, but the 11-0 run to start the fourth quarter spelled doom for the Spartans this afternoon. Sheridan 64 and Solon 50. And we will come back with the postgame show after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? Imon Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. Imon offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. Imon employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining Imon, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Sheridan with the win over the Solon Spartans, 64-50. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo back with you. And that big run to start the fourth, that was it. Started a big fourth quarter for the Chargers.
Yeah, 11-0 run as you had it down, Scott, after both teams played to a 16-16 third quarter. And a 25-12 is what Sheridan outscored Solon in the fourth quarter to win at 64-50. And it was that 11-0 run. And it really started at the end of the third quarter with Solon having the basketball right in front of us. They threw the ball away. And Sheridan got it back, and they worked for the last shot. They had like 10 seconds on the clock, worked for the last shot, and Shule got a bank shot off the glass as time expired at the end of the third quarter, and that momentum propelled them to that 11-0 run to start the fourth quarter.
Other than that, Solon played the number one seed in a 23-1 team straight up today.
They did, you know, and you got to credit, they did it, two of the three starters were out in the first half. Brevin Hill and Jacob Coons out with foul trouble, so you're playing with three starters and then a couple of reserves, and I thought Adam Rundy did a nice job in the paint. He's going to be back next year. Came off the bench as a 6'5 junior. And also the other McElroy. Sterling came in and did a nice job. And they had some, you know, people contribute. Halston Durr, senior, came in off the bench and performed. And it was pretty straight up, you know. And I can't believe this. Solon, as I said earlier, I might be redundant here. They lost 9 in a row at one point this year. It's hard to believe that because they didn't play like that tonight. I know the end of the game didn't go well. They were forced some things and trying to play catch-up. But Jason Pershing and this group did a nice job. They closed out the year 10-15, but Scott, they'll be back, and I think they're going to make another run. And if everything works out, I know these guys are all multi-sport athletes, but they got to work with basketball when they can, and they'll be back.
They got some classes coming, too. They got some classes coming that are going to make things make a big difference even more in the Solon basketball program. Always good athletes down there, though. In Solon.
You know, you hear this so many times, tradition never graduates, and that's the case for Solon and so many of their athletic sports. And I can say that being from Central Iowa. Solon, if they're on the calendar, you better wake up, better be ready. And you treat it like a Dowling Valley game. You know, you better be ready. They're going to come at you no matter what sport it is, no matter what event it is. And we certainly saw that today, and I think Sheridan had a taste of that much of the game.
It's like you've been to some of the Solon Regina football games.
Yeah, I've seen Solon in action, and they're very competitive, and I've heard about some of the football games.
Oh, you know,
West Branch and Solon, I hear that all the time, and you know that's just great. And Scott, that's so unique, and so great for those communities, and got a seat up front. And I appreciate doing this because all I'm going to see again for the third time tomorrow is Dowling Valley for the third time. And there's nothing wrong with that. The whole state can watch and come down here and see that. It's going to be a great game. But I like seeing some of these other teams. And it's been fun today watching Anamosa and Solon and, you know, their opponents, Sheridan, today. And that's been a lot of fun. And obviously with Anamosa taking on Des Moines Christian from right here in town, we had a great battle this morning. And you just move on. It's about moving on, moving forward in advance. And you want to play three games here at Wells Fargo if you get down here on the boys' side, because they do play consolation. But you want to play the finals, and that's what everybody's trying to achieve.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the Sheridan Chargers. They go to 24-1 on the year. Their big three scored 56 of their 64 this afternoon, led by Derek Lang. Held under his average today. Came in at 22.5 a game. Did end up with 20. Kind of a quiet 20 that ended up with 14 in the second half. Only one three-pointer in the game for the 6'2 senior. Lim Chul, he was the big thorn in the side for Solon. Ended up with 13 second-half points. Ended up with 18 in the game. Came in averaging 11. And then T.J. Hockenson, the future Iowa Hawkeye football player, he ended up with 18 in the ball game as well. 12 of those coming in the first half. And then off the bench, Dylan Stites with two huge three-pointers in the fourth quarter. And he ends up with six. And then Aaron Kane with two free throws in the fourth quarter for two. For Solon, they end the season at 10-15. They were led by Brevin Hill, the 6'2 senior. The only Spartan in double figures today. He ended up with 16 points. Jacob Coons, he'll be back next year. Had a nice dunk to cap off his day. Ended up with 9 points, four field goals, one of those at three. 6 points apiece for Luke Ira, and then the McElravy brothers off the bench. Streeter, his final game in a Solon uniform, had a tough one here today. He was 1 out of 12 from the field, and that's not the way he wanted to go out. Sterling McElravy had 6 points off the bench. Mentioned Ira was six, and then Ben Krutzfeld. He's going to be a good point guard. Already is. Only a sophomore, and he had 5 points. And then 2 points as well for Adam Runyon. Points in the paint, Sheridan won that 36-28. Points off turnovers, Chargers were big there, 19-6. Second chance points doubled up, Solon 8-4. Fast break points were 4-4, and Solon won the bench battle 8-6. And you've got the rebounding and the shooting.
Yeah, Solon tonight out rebounding Sheridan 36-32. The Solon Spartans with 11 of their 36 rebounds were offensive. And the turnovers, 9 turnovers for Sheridan, 14 for Solon. And you mentioned all the other stats. Sheridan shooting 45% from the field, 24 of 53, and Solon shooting 35% from the field, 20 of 56. Two made three-pointers for Solon tonight, 2 of 14 from the field. They were 8 of 10 from the free-throw line. 3 of 18 from three-point range was Sheridan, and 13 of 20 from the free-throw line was the Sheridan Chargers, who move on as a bring a 24-1 record against Dubuque Wallard, who will come in with a record of 20-5 on Thursday night at 6:30.
We got Xavier coming up in just a little bit at 6:20 for you right here on 107.5, 106.3 FM. They take on Spirit Lake. You're going to have all sorts of D1 players. You got Ryan Kreiner, the future Hawkeye, in there. You got Brown is going to be going to one of the Dakotas, I know. Terrific all-around athletes, but going up against a Xavier team that has played in the Mississippi Valley Conference in 4A competition all year. They tied with City High for the Mississippi Division Championship. They had a little flat tire there at the end when their two guards got hurt with Mims and Berger. Berger, from what we hear, will be back tonight, coming off the coach's decision not to play the last two games. So it's going to be a fun battle between the between Xavier and the Indians.
Yeah, certainly will. Looking forward to that. Scott, sitting in with you for that game, Xavier and Spirit Lake. Spirit Lake from Northwest Iowa. Nice record of 21-3, and you know they're seated third. Xavier seated sixth, and you mentioned Xavier playing in a predominantly 4A conference throughout the year. And I know they came to Des Moines, and or actually West Des Moines took on Dowling Catholic throughout the year, and I saw part of that game at the Dowling gym back earlier this year. So looking forward to seeing Xavier and how much they've improved. And hey, they put on a nice winning streak to get here, as all the teams did. But now they get to face Spirit Lake, one of the top teams out of Northwest Iowa in Class 3A.
Yep, and making their first appearance at state since 1942.
Unbelievable.
It's been a day for the teams that haven't been here in a while.
Anamosa. Yep. They didn't play over at Vets Auditorium when it was there. Anamosa looking like they've been here before, winning this morning. And how about the Sheridan team that knocked off a very fine Solon team earlier? They don't have a lot of tradition. And then you talk about Spirit Lake taking on Xavier. Spirit Lake, I think they've been overshadowed by some other Northwest Iowa teams that usually get down here, you know, in different classes. But should be a dandy tonight. And looking forward to sitting in with you, Scott.
All right.
Does that mean I got to buy dinner or something like that?
I'm going to go find the Xavier coaches.
There you go.
Between sessions here. But, Mark, appreciate it. Thank you for taking time out of your day. And big help, and appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Scott.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing as well back in the studio. And, of course, thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Thank them very much for helping to bring you high school basketball right here on KGYM. As we will be back with you tonight at 6:20. So for Mark Amadeo, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 3A state quarterfinal. The Sheridan Chargers, 64. The Solon Spartans, 50. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. We'll talk to you tonight at 6:20 from Wells Fargo Arena, downtown Des Moines.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the Gym.